Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. It's time for Awkward Wednesdays with your morning mess. Let's say good morning to, do you want me to say Javier or Javier?
Javier is fine. You don't have to roll the eyes if you don't want.
Javier, good morning, bro.
Morning. How's it going?
That's one of my favorite names to say. Everyone say it together. The one, two, three. Javier. Javier.
Oh, okay.
All right. So it's Awkward Wednesday. What's going on in life?
Sort of going through a little bit of an issue with my ex-wife that I thought might be a fun opportunity to use against my girlfriend.
Oh my gosh, this sounds messy already.
I got two kids with my ex-wife, mm-hmm. 14 and 11. They're awesome. But my marriage didn't work out. We haven't been together for a while. My wife sort of cheated on me with another woman.
Hold up. She cheated on you with another woman?
Yeah. They're married, which is awesome. We're really close. So
Hold on, man. You're going way too fast. So your ex-wife, cheated on you with another lady. Now they're married together?
Yeah.
And you guys are all cool?
Yeah.
Gotta love 2017.
Wow.
Yeah, we're cool now.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like nothing's awkward so far.
Yeah, but my ex, Lola, she and her wife are looking to have another kid, and they want the kid to have the same dad as my other kids, so they asked me if I would be a sperm donor.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Wait, could you be in the act, like the physical, they just want your DNA, or you get to have, like, intimate session with her?
God. Why would you focus on that part?
Because I'm thinking, he said this is not awkward yet, this is awkward enough, so how's it going to work?
I asked the same question because I was confused, but no, they just want the sperm. So
gotcha.
It would be like a medical procedure.
Okay.
I thought about it like a lot, and I'm in a current relationship right now, and we're starting to get pretty serious, and I think that would probably put a bit of a weird vibe.
You think?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I'm going to have a kid with my ex-wife.
Especially if you haven't talked that over with her. Oh.
Right.
But have you guys talked about it before?
No, we haven't.
Well.
But that's why I thought it could be fun and awkward if I told my girlfriend, Larissa, that I said yes. I think she might find that pretty funny.
So she knows about the proposal already. You just want to mess with her and tell her that you said yes?
Yeah. She knows about the proposal. She just doesn't know about how much I've been thinking about it. I sort of alluded to it every now and then, but I think she presumes I'm going to say no, but I think it would be a really fun surprise if all of a sudden I told her I was going to do it.
Oh my God, this sounds like you are one of Joey's friends, so you just want to mess around with your girlfriend and see how awkward things can get.
Yeah, you know you're playing with fire here.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I also know that I'm not doing it, so I have that in my back pocket.
Oh my God, okay, I think this might be a first for us, so you're creating a make-believe awkward scenario for your girlfriend. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's already awkward as it is. He's just pulling the prank on her now.
Oh, my God.
All right. I mean, what's your girlfriend's name?
Larissa.
Okay. You sure you want to go down this route and do this to your girlfriend?
Yeah, I think so.
We're going to go ahead and give Larissa a call, and this is where you kind of make things awkward and let her know that you've accepted this indecent proposal. Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's an awkward Wednesday right here on Live 101.5 with The Mess.
All right, your morning mess. You got Joey Boy.
Natasha Castles.
And it's Anish.
In the middle of an awkward Wednesday, we already talked to Javier on the phone line, and he wants to play a joke on his lady. Very awkward situation. I mean, his ex-wife left him for another lady. Mm-hmm. He had two kids with her.
Yeah.
Now his ex-lady, who left him and cheated on him for another lady, so she's in a lesbian relationship, they want him to father another kid.
Right.
So they want him to donate his sperm to them.
And even though in real life he's denied the request and said that he's not going to go through with it, he wanted to play a prank on his current girlfriend by telling her live on the radio that he did accept this offer.
Now, his current girlfriend knows about the proposal from his ex-wife, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's call her up. Oh, my God. And we're going to connect the phone lines, and Javier will play a little joke on it. Let's see how far he can go with this.
Hi, is this Larissa?
Yes, it is.
Hey, girl. This is Natasha Castles. You're talking to The Morning Mess live on the radio right now, if that's okay.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, girl.
I'm all right. How are you guys?
We're calling you because we do this segment, this little bit, every Wednesday, Awkward Wednesday. I know, mind-blowing title there. And yeah, things are about to get a little awkward with somebody else that we have on the line that you are very familiar with. He goes by the name of Javier. And yeah, this is where you take over, bro.
Hey, babe, how's it going?
Hi.
How
What's
you doing?
Up?
I want to talk to you about my ex-wife, Lola's special request, you know, about...
Yeah.
Okay. So I know we've sort of talked about it, but not really, and I know you've been just giving me my my space to really think about it, and I think you'll be pretty proud of me, but after a lot of, like, I've thought about, like, our life together and my family and my kids and how much everyone means to me, and I think I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna give my sperm to Lola just to help them out. What do you think? Ed?
Larissa. Hey, Larissa, are you there?
I
Whoa.
Are you okay, Larissa? Stop it. No, I think she's hyperventilating, guys. Hey.
Hello?
I'm getting excited over here.
Oh my God.
What's going on? Are you okay?
I don't know.
Just keep going. Take your time.
No.
Larissa.
Wait, are you okay? Seriously though, are you okay?
I thought I was going to be okay, but I'm not okay with this. I can't.
What do you mean? It's like my family, you know? I'm trying to, like, help them out and, you know, make sure my kids don't have to deal with, like, other people coming in that, like, it's all connected.
No, I can't do this. I thought I was going to be okay, but I can't. No, I can't do this. I have to go.
Hello? She hung what? Up. I think this is when a joke gone wrong, bro.
Yeah, I told you not to play with fire. Now she's done with you.
Yeah, I think I gotta go, guys. I think I need to.
I would highly recommend that.
Yeah, thanks, guys. That was dumb.
Yeah, that was dumb. Give her a call. Hurry up. Call her back and then keep us posted, okay?
Okay.
All right, hit us back.
Yeah. She shouldn't be breathing hard like that.
Yeah, no, first of all, she should.
Can you...
That was very, very...
No, she was obviously not okay. And I don't know if I, like, if someone tried to play this kind of prank on me, I don't even know if I'd recover from it because it's not cool.
Hell no.
Stop it. Hopefully she's okay.
Okay.
Well, that was awkward for all of us.
Yeah. I'm going to go change my underwear. I'll be back.
Ew.
Now this
what?
Is awkward for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.